Welcome to the Independent Observer, History Across the Volumes. This is Episode 1, Observation Before Judgment. This is an author-produced audio adaptation of public safe paper synopses from the Independent Observer catalog. It is not a new scholarly finding, and it does not replace the paper pages. The purpose is to make the research spine easier to hear while keeping the source trail and the limits in view. Independent Observer begins with a question that sounds simple but is historically difficult. How do we know what a public system is doing? A timeline is not yet an explanation. A law is not yet an outcome. A statement from an institution is not the same thing as a record of what happened. Volume 1 calls this the method problem. Before we judge a government, an election, a corporation, a court, or a media system, we need to know what was observed, which definitions were used, what context is missing, and where interpretation begins. The paper manifesto of a destiny. The Independent Observer method is the volume's anchor. Its proposal is modest in form but demanding in practice. Keep the record visible. Separate documented fact from interpretation, hypothesis, policy proposal, and unresolved question. Preserve contradiction instead of polishing it away. Leave a correction route open. Independence, in this frame, is not a mood or a claim to personal neutrality. It is a discipline that applies the same standards across coalitions and across time. That method matters for history because history is full of inherited categories. Words such as citizen, criminal, worker, taxpayer, expert, outsider, and equal can sound timeless even when the institutions using them have changed. A category can organize rights, burdens, records, and memory. If we do not ask who created the category and what it enabled, we can mistake administrative language for natural fact. The second paper in this episode is The Illusion of Equality. The paper examines the distance between equality language and the constitutional, legal, electoral, and economic structures that distribute power. Its historical sequence connects founding-era exclusions, representation, sovereign immunity, corporate influence, reserve currency politics, and tariffs. The paper is a working argument, not a complete history of the United States. Its value for Volume 1 is the way it makes the method concrete. Formal rights, historical inheritance, present incentives, and practical capacity need to be read together. This is where the volume's history becomes useful in the present. Suppose an institution announces equal treatment. The method asks, equal under which rule? Equal in access, in formal language, in resources, or in the ability to challenge a wrong decision? Suppose a public argument says that a problem began recently. The method asks, what earlier institution, definition, or exclusion shaped the conditions that made the problem visible now? Suppose a statistic is presented as proof. The method asks, what is counted, what is excluded, what time period is used, and what the number cannot establish? Volume 1 does not claim that transparency solves power. A visible source trail cannot equalize time, safety, money, media attention, or institutional access. A method can be ignored, misread, or delayed. That limitation is part of the method. 2. Evidence makes a claim more correctable. It does not automatically make correction possible. So the historical lesson of Volume 1 is not that the past determines the present. It is that institutions carry memory. Their definitions, procedures, records, and exceptions shape what later generations can see and change. To observe a system well is to study not only the event, but the machinery that made the event legible. The two source papers for this episode are linked on the episode page. Each is presented there as an author-controlled working paper or public reading copy. The audio condenses their public synopses. It does not reproduce a private manuscript or claim peer review. Next time, we move from method to power. How a state can remain formally democratic while its practical sovereignty is shaped by institutions, capital, borders, and history. Until then, keep the record, question the frame, and leave room for correction.